Rita Richardson is eager to come for a checkup. She's struggled for more than 2 years with a leg wound that won't heal.
Hey, this is our room.
Rita first noticed her lower left leg leaking clear fluids a couple years ago.
So I figured, well, you know, I probably hit it against something and bruised it or broke the skin or whatever, but it didn't go away, and it kept leaking more and more.
Traditional treatment didn't heal the wound, so Rita turned to the Vanderbilt Wound Center, and the FDA-cleared VAC therapy, vacuum-assisted closure device. Rita's wound problem, doctors say, is caused by veins not working properly in her legs.
I think it's been responding real well.
Dr. Mark Passman has seen rapid healing in chronic wounds with VAC therapy.
It basically creates a negative pressure at the wound base, which effectively removes drainage and dead tissue from the base of the wound. And the hope is by doing that, you allow a better environment for wounds to heal.
After cleaning, a sterile foam sponge is applied to the wound, then bandages, and a tiny hole in the top of the dressing connects a suction tube to the machine. The device gently applies negative pressure or suction to the wound. The machine's suction is on for 5 minutes, then off for two.
When it first goes on, you can feel it like, but it's not painful. It's just like a little zap or something.
She's been on it a month. She's got good, red, healthy tissue now.
It feels good now. It's not hurting.
Doctors don't know how much longer Rita will use the VAC therapy. They say her dream of a healed leg will become a reality.
This is Barb Kramer from Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and that's Vanderbilt.